The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry about the delay. Sorry about the delay. Welcome in. Welcome in. The Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. As I was here doing my thing yesterday, and actually before I get into that, Dear Meathead happens in 54 minutes. This is the last Dear Meathead, excuse me, before his 90th birthday. How about that? If you want to get in and ask him a question, by all means, send it along. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. He loves hearing from you. Somebody suggested, I think it was Chris D, said, hey, ask him about the daddy-daughter dance fiasco. And I would, but the difficult thing with that is we're getting to a point, excuse me, in his dementia where there's a lot of things he just doesn't, it doesn't really happen. You know, it just doesn't kind of, it kind of doesn't compute. It would be like if, you know, somebody walked up to me and tried explaining how to program a computer. I'd be looking at him like, what? Huh? So, yeah, I gotta keep him simple. I'd love to, but his brain is going the wrong direction. So we'll keep it simple. Thank you, Maureen. Linda says, ask him how many cards he's received so far. Yeah, I want to see, because that's going to be like, because people on Patreon have been sending him birthday cards. So I'm anxious to get from him how that has been going. Okay, there's a lot of stuff that I need to get into, including a bit of congratulations to our pal Kevin Kuypers. This is a screenshot that he posted, and it was league night or whatever, and Kevin's score is the one with all the zeros and the X's. My man rolled another 300. I mean, if you're on the bowling team here and you roll a 236, you finish, look at this guy. He finished the game with strike, strike, spare, strike, 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 strike. And Kuypers, I mean, this guy thought he was doing something. We're rolling the 236, and Kevin's like, yeah, fuck you, man. Fuck. Fuck, you want me to bong another beer? Fuck, I need to go to bed.
I need to go to bed.
You want me to beer bong another third beer?
Are we going to beer bong another third beer?
After your third strike, did you howl?
Oh.
Fuck, man. Fuck off, I'm hammered.
Fuck off, I'm hammered.
Kuypers rolls another 300. How many have you rolled now, Kuypers? I mean, you must at this stage of the game be achieving some type of a status level amongst other bowlers in and around Grand Rapids. Like, if they see you walk in, they're like, oh, fuck, here he comes. When you're as far along in the bowling game as Kuypers, you know, like on his post here, 300 game three tonight. Ball of choice all night was the Trend 2. He probably gets paid for this by whoever the fuck Trend 2 is. I don't know. Kuiper is the type of guy who he's so intensely great at bowling that he actually goes to the place where they make the bowling balls and observes them while they make the bowling balls. He is witness to his actual ball being made by whatever the fuck process they use to make goddamn bowling ball. Holy shit. Okay, so like in a three-game series, Kuipers, I would say the holy grail would be 300 games in a row. I don't think that's ever happened by you. That's probably happened from someone, but my God, you are something else. Tyler says, I hope that after the last strike, you yelled out, who do you think you are? I am. 900 is a perfect series. It's what it's called. Now, I'm guessing, Kuipers, you haven't gotten to that point. Have you at least bowled 200-300 games? Chris says, can we play the Kuipers drops from the Zaniac Zooms? You might have just gotten here. We did. Kuipers says, highest I've had was an 827. So, or 821. Of that 821, were two of them 300s?
Jessica's calling you weak. Real man shotgun.
I can't play this. This is a bunch of fucking losers. I can't. I don't mind the Kuipers kips. Clips. But hearing all those other people kind of drives me up a wall. I can't do it. One of them is, I think it's, might be Josh Brown. Josh is still all right. But the rest of those losers, I just can't do it.
No more. Jesus criminy, y'all trying to get me fucked up.
Jesus criminy, y'all trying to get me fucked up.
Good.
I'm good.
Good. Damn it. Y'all are trying to get me fucked up.
No more beer for Kevin.
No more beer. No more beer for Kevin.
Kuipers says, I've had 200-300s in one series. Amanda says, I like Mike telling him to molest his mom. I would too if I liked Mike. I just can't do it though. All right, well done, buddy. Well done. That is very cool. Yesterday, I had been tipped off. The folks over at Fox 17 said, EZ, we'd like to talk with you about the new radio station, the new morning show. And so I got to that point yesterday. I said, okay, we're talking about it now. Let's do it. They go, all right, well, let's do it right away. Can we send a camera person over to your house? I go, well, I'm leaving. I'm going downtown. I can tell you what, I can meet you downtown and we can actually do it at a radio station because I'm going over to iHeart to do some work and I'll meet you there and we'll be in a radio station setting. And they go, okay, that's fantastic. So that's what we did. But to make it even better, I grabbed that sign over my shoulder. Excuse me. It says Q100 to... You know, it's the illusion that we're actually at the radio station. Couldn't be further from it. Well, we could, but we were far from it. So I'm walking down the streets of Grand Rapids, and all I needed, two things, that sign and a brush to make sure that my hair was perfect. So you know that it was. So they posted the story. Now, I have not yet watched it, but I saw a thumbnail of it. And I have no color, and my face, there it is. My face is fat as fuck. My tits are sticking out. I look horrible. And it's just, the thing is, when you have a giant nose like mine, Like when my face is just relaxed, the nose isn't so prominent. But the second that I start to grin like that, it's like my I can flex my nose. It's so bad. So I am not at all pleased with this. Amanda says the TV angle makes you look big, unfortunately. I don't think it's the angle that makes me look big, Amanda. I think it's me that makes me look big. My God. Tyler says, yes, I love TV appearances of Gayrick Zaintunian. Amanda says, I was trying to be nice. Yeah, you don't have to be nice. Hell, come on now. Who cares about the brush? No one's paying attention to your hair. They're only paying attention to your tits, you fat fuck. Audio check, video check. Let's see how Gayrick Zane I was. Gayrick Zaintunian, because as you know, when I'm on here doing the show, I'm communicating the way that I do. TV, it's different. This is going to be so cringeworthy. I'm already not happy. All right, come on. It's probably going to be an ad here. I had this ready to go.
A voice you may recognize at Grand Rapids Griffin Games and on a locally produced podcast will soon return to morning radio in Michigan. Eric Zane has been away from the morning drive for more than 5 years, but he'll be back by the end of the month.
So the morning show is called the Insane Asylum. Think it up, but we're stuck with it because I've actually been working for the station. About 4 years doing a show called The Insane Asylum, which airs late nights. But then there was some change at the radio station, and they said, we want you to do the show on the morning. And I said, well, I'm all about it, so I'm excited.
Oh, God.
Zane left the nationally syndicated Free Beer and Hot Wings show in...
That's not true. Was fired from...
2016. He'll be working for Q100 Michigan based out of Grayling. His show will feature him in a deep catalog of music. He tells us the station can be heard from Clare to the Mackinac Bridge and the entire tip of the Mitt between the two lakes. If you don't live up north, you can always download the Q100 app.
What an ugly, ugly human being.
Zane says he's not quitting his podcasting and sports gigs. He'll be quite busy, but he's ready to take on all the work.
Thank you for featuring me. I appreciate that. That helps. But my God, what a fucking goblin. Holy shit. I.e., I think the name sucks. Wasn't my idea. That's true. I don't give a shit. Whatever. You're right. I probably should not be... that disgusted with the name of the show. Well, it's true, though. I didn't name it the Insane Asylum. Not everything has to have a wacky name. Chris says, they say the camera adds 10 pounds. They must have had 4 cameras on you. Tyler says, immediately gay, LOL. Johnny B Zeros writes, ha, 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 PSN Bleach, wow. You know that that's a wow with disgust. Kenny says, wow, hot. Donko says, this is so cool. Tim says, that wasn't bad. Amanda says, LOL, he's talking for you. The entire tip, Chris says. Who are these Zanes? Video edition. Face made for radio. Oh, stop it. You look fine. Maureen says the same thing. You're much too hard on yourself. Patrick says, I like the name. Thought you looked fine. Kenny said, super smiley and all. LOL. Ryan says, well, it's already going well. You've insulted their marketing name. Nick says, the camera adds 2 cup sizes. Whatever. There's always somebody, though, who's an asshole They posted the story on Fox 17 on their Facebook page. And I actually expected more heat because there's a lot of people that don't like me. When you post it to the Fox 17 page, you got a mixed bag of people. And I was surprised. I thought that there would be more people saying something negative. And much the same for the subreddit, the Grand Rapids subreddit. Somebody posted it on there, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, now this is where it's definitely going to get ugly. There was a lot of comments on there, but I don't, again, you never pay attention to the good ones. You only pay attention to the bad ones. And it was either on the subreddit or on the Facebook. It might have been the Facebook page. It was a Facebook page. Fox 17's Facebook page. Some lady wrote, he said some not so nice things about a child during the Board of Commissioners meeting. Now, if you recall, that was the moment when that little brat went up to the microphone after being groomed to say, coached to say all sorts of fucking rude shit about gay people and just awful, bigoted, horrible, brainwashed shit. And then I found out after the fact that that was the daughter of tractor ass Kristen Megyn Kelly. And then I put on her page, you're disgusting for doing that to your kid. Well, that got her on the warpath. And Mama Tractor Ass Bear then proceeded to try to ruin everything that I'd built on this show by reaching out to them and saying, look at what this scumbag said. He said he wants to see my daughter eating a vagina, which is not true. I didn't say I want to see your daughter eating a vagina. I said, I bet one day grandma walks in on her and she's eating a vagina. That's what I said. Well, that fucking fat ass bitch took that and said, oh yeah, Eric wants to watch my child having sex or something like that. And I'm like, God damn it. So she then proceeded to go on the, that's what that lady is referring to. The Fox 17 page. Oh, he said something terrible about a child.
Hi, my name is Kristen Megyn Kelly, and I believe I've called and left a message earlier today. I'm just trying to get some feedback.
This is the message of her calling one of the sponsors, who then immediately sent the message to me.
Feedback from whoever would be in charge in making the decision to sponsor the Eric Zane podcast. I am the mother of a child that he spoke about on his podcast in a sexual manner. Including sex acts that he wants my 7-year-old to perform.
That's my favorite. Hey, I was wondering if you could get your 7-year-old daughter to have sex so I could watch. Like I said that.
I've had the sheriff involved. Several sponsors have already backed out. And I believe in nonviolent free market solutions. I'm a veteran, so I greatly support free speech, but this is not protected speech when discussing sexual acts of a minor. It was an attack on me and my family, and it's one thing to have an opinion of adults, but again, it's not protected speech to speak sexually about a 7-year-old girl.
I didn't. I said one day.
If you would like to see the evidence, and I have seen on social media someone is messaging people to not talk about it, but they want your business to know that your name is flat behind the screen when he's saying these things. You can call me if you'd like. My number is area code 405-694-8346. But I would really like to know if your business supports this type of rhetoric.
Yeah, they do.
And I would just like to hear back from you. Thank you very much for your understanding and your time. Thanks.
All right. Here's the evidence.
Thank you for all.
I hope grandma one day walks in on this kid eating a vagina.
Of your assistance and hope.
That's a great line. And the kid was busy saying, thank you, Mr. Moss, for protecting us from groomers. You know, gay people. My God. And at the end of the day, this would have never happened if the parents didn't brainwash the kid to say hateful shit at a Board of Commissioners meeting. It sounds so bad. Listen to that.
Thank you for all.
I hope grandma one day walks in on this kid eating a vagina.
Of your assistance and hope.
Hey, I've got a 7-year-old grandchild. This kid sounds like the kid's brain is compromised. Like, not only brainwashed, but that just, no offense, but that sounds like a dumb kid. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that kid, shits in her hand. This is a fucked up child. There's no question. Amanda says, I wonder if that kid went to a daddy-daughter dance. Patrick says she twisted that to fit her own narrative and you made light of the situation. It was hilarious. Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why I'm not backing off of it. It was a great joke. It was a tremendous line. This is a similar person. Well, similar phone call from a person named Kelly Megan Kristen.
Hi, my name is Kelly Megan Kristen, and I'm the sponsor of the Eric Zane podcast.
Sponsor of the show.
Discussing sexual acts of a minor.
Again, hello. My name is Kelly Megan Kristen, and I am a sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast when discussing sexual acts of a minor.
Hi, my name is Kelly Megan Kristen, and I'm the sponsor of the Eric Zane podcast when discussing sexual acts of a minor.
So every time I discuss sexual acts of a minor, this person, Kelly Megan Kristen, not related to Kristen Megan Kelly at all, is the sponsor.
It's protected to be to speak sexually about a 7-year-old girl. If you would like to see the sexual acts of a minor, I'm just trying to get some sexual acts of a minor from whoever. Several 7-year-old girls have already backed out. I'm a veteran, but
backed out. So frustration because the 7-year-old girls have backed out.
I really like sexual acts of a 7-year-old girl, and I would just like sexual acts of a minor. Thank you very much for your understanding and your time.
All right. Well, just about time for that all to die down and get stoked again. That ought to do it. That ought to do it. Ryan says, is Q100 aware of this incident? I can see that wicked witch making some more free marketing solution calls. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Nowadays, if that ever does happen, you can just say, well, yeah, it was AI. I don't know. Somebody took some AI, some stalkers took some AI, and that's the end of it. Oh, fuck. I'm minding my own business. I'm innocent. Deny till you die. Megan is here. Not that Megan. The Megan. Megan from Irvine's. Ryan says, I haven't dusted off evil AI Zane in a while. Yeah, that was a bright and hot display when we had EZAI or AIEZ. All right. But we are now a couple days closer. It's on Wednesday, that is a big day. And what's remarkable is, I'll be here. I think the plan is to get this show done at its normal time. And then I have an actual crew of people coming in here to fit this studio with everything I need to start the morning show on Monday. What's interesting, though, is I won't actually be here when they're doing it, which is a little bit weird. Because they're basically just going to be tromping through the house, setting shit up. Now, it's not that I don't trust these people. It's Dave Grant, who I've known forever, and my new pal over at Q100, JJ, who's going to set up all the tech stuff while Dave is doing some rewiring and all this other shit. And then I'm going to be playing fucking Slap and Tickle on the radio at iHeart doing the Huge Show. And then after that, I stay downtown and immediately go across the street to the hockey arena because I got a hockey game to do. I'll come back in here Friday night and all this shit will be set up and I won't have any idea how to even use it. So it would be a great idea if I could have someone here to teach me, but we don't have that luxury because I'm booked solid. So That's a little bit scary to me, okay? So we set up all this stuff, and then Saturday morning, first thing, I'm on the phone with JJ saying, all right, fucker, walk me through this. How does this work? What button do I hit to get on the radio? Chris says, will the Ben and Eric shows continue when you start up on the radio? I know you got to get up early. Well, that's the plan. You know, the Ben and Eric shows, they're done by 8:30. So there is, I mean, literally no reason why I cannot. I waste a lot of time, I'm figuring out, because as I now move towards this period of time where I'll be doing all of these things during the day, I'm trying to get acclimated to that type of pace and environment. That's why when I've been getting done with the free podcast, I've immediately been starting the Patreon. I'm learning that when I do that, everything else kind of falls into place quicker. And I'm under the impression that for the past 5 years, I've been wasting so much time when the free podcast would end. And then I'm like, oh, well, let's go fuck around, look at the internet, go for a walk, do this, do that. That I'm wasting a lot of time. I think the best advice I got was from Rick when he said, get done with your radio show, get right after your podcast, and after your podcast, get right after the Patreon. I think that's actually working out. Because the second you let off the gas, you're like, oh, fuck, I can't do it anymore. I'm tired as shit. You don't have time to be tired. Get your shit together. Okay? Like, today's a ridiculous day. Listen to this. I get done with this show, and I might even stop this show a few minutes early because this is such a bizarre schedule. Immediately start the Patreon. Okay? At 11 a.m. Eastern time, I have to interview Waylon. The band just put out a full-length album, and I'm chatting with them about it. So we're talking starting the Patreon bonus podcast. If I don't start it right after, it's going to go right into my time with Waylon. Can't have that shit. All right, so Waylon gets done. And then right at noon, I've got another podcast with Christian Blatt. Another edition of Who Are These Broadcasters? We did it yesterday, but we're doing another version of it today for next week because we won't be here next week, or he won't be here next week. So, oh my God. And that'll get done just in time for me to, you know, whatever, get a shower, let the dogs out, and then go to iHeart downtown to do the Huge Show. Holy shit. My God. Thank God my voice hasn't given out. I think I've got some type of superpower. Ever since I shed that illness, I'm like ready for anything. Tim says, don't mind the dead air time. It's just Eric taking a quick cat nap. How is Meathead going to handle his show changing times? Chris says, LOL, EZ can't say no. This is true. And actually, a couple weeks ago, I committed to starting to say no. And the reason why I'm doing the, because Diana said, she goes, I said, I'm doing the Huge Show. She goes, I thought you said you were going to start saying no. I go, well, I didn't say no 2 months ago when they asked me. It was always yes, yes, yes. So there's that. Now going forward, I am really going to start to say no. Because now we're getting into that zone where it's just too much. With the exception of striping parking lots. Some of you still cannot believe that the idea, with the whole idea and concept of me getting done with my broadcast / podcast day at like 1 in the afternoon, which is not that different than what I had been doing. In fact, it's right on. And then on the back half of the day, hanging out with legend Tim Mayer to stripe parking lots. And you're like, why are you doing that? I said, well, it's 1 in the afternoon. What the hell do you want me to do? I mean, at best, I'll be waking up. Okay, if I get up at 6:20 right now, I plan on getting up at 5 to do the morning show. Maybe not initially. I might get up earlier than that just to get things running. But once I get up and running, 5, even later. I mean, let's be honest here. I'm cracking the mic and saying, hey, that sticks. Here's Phil Collins or whatever the hell. I mean, it's not like this where I'm, you know. Chris says, and work at Bosco's. Yeah, yeah, Bosco's too. Yeah, I got to do that too. But don't forget, Bosco's, that's at night. So on a Monday, typically I will work on a Monday at Bosco's. Maybe one day a week. That's it. Then I just won't stripe parking lots that day. You guys got to understand, it's like I'm single right now. It's like, well, when you're married but no kids at home, so much opens up. And I'm experiencing that right now. We have a lot of time on our hands, Diana and I. A lot of time. Okay? And when you're like me with ADHD, sitting still is absolute torture for me. Something has to be going on. I don't watch TV. I don't do anything really leisurely. But the only thing I do that's full on not working is working. When we go up north, it's time to chop some wood. It's time to pick up some sticks. Everybody's sitting around the fire eating. I'm walking. It's getting worse. I'm getting more hyper as I age. So it's a superpower, frankly. I'm blessed to have it. I love it. Nick says, 1 p.m., best time to be on blacktop in the summer, LOL. You are going to turn very Middle Eastern looking. Oh, I know it. I know it. But I like the idea of actually doing a job where I'm moving. Okay? Because this is just sitting here. So it's not the healthiest thing. It's a sedentary job, this is. And I'm kind of a spaz. And I can't run. You know, my knee is destroyed. Amanda says, God, I'm single with no kids at home. I work 6.5 hours a day and I come home and do nothing. Oh, that sounds like torture to me. No, thank you. Chris says, you'll have to come stripe our fields with Timmy sometime. We're back on the schedule starting end of the month. All right. Parking lots, athletic fields. Shoreliner striping. Love it. Patrick says, this is definitely one of Fistor's least talked about superpowers, says Patrick. By the way, Patrick had my back in another Facebook fight. I'm kind of an asshole on Facebook, but, you know, I can't just let shit go. The preview for tomorrow's Who Are These Free Beers? I posted it. Coming up on Thursday on Patreon, Ben Glaze and Easy kickoff. Big Fraud Thursday with Who Are These Free Beers? Ben and Easy review recent segments from one of America's top radio shows. This week, Ben and Easy review another hard-hitting FBHW show topic. The Great Butter Shape Debate is an all-timer. Hold on a second. I got to edit something. Can I edit this? Yeah. There's a comma there that doesn't need to be there. Sorry. So, all right. And I did start reviewing that. Wait till you hear this, folks. And I posted the screenshot from their rundown of their segments. And look, there you go. Butter stick size. They wrote it down at 1:17:51 in. Jason Kelsey retires, followed up by butter stick size. A topic of conversation on the world famous Free Beer and Hot Wings show. All right. Well, That usually leads to some people talking shit about me who don't like me. Now, this is on my page. Now, I don't know about you, but when that happens, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity. I'm not going to try to convince anybody. I'm gonna pick a fight. Ryan here says, imagine getting fired from a show 8 years ago and continuing to use that show to stay relevant. Now, it's the to stay relevant that annoys me. We are absolutely using that show. To stay relevant, I mean, I don't know if how relevant I am in the when you consider just the podcast world. I think the only thing relevant is that I'm not. There's no way that by doing the podcast, I'm like relevant. It's a podcast. It's a lot of fun. It's my livelihood. Those things I'll all agree with you on. But there's the goal isn't to, hey, let's go make fun of Freebeer and Hot Wings just so we can stay relevant. First of all, it's easy and everybody seems to like it. Let's start with that. So he's going with the imagine getting fired from a show 8 years ago that continue to use that show, then continuing to use that show to stay relevant. I wrote, yeah, imagine thinking that you are an attractive couple. Okay. So that's, you know, it's the whole you go low, I'm going lower. Now, truth be told, she actually is pretty cute, Mrs. Ryan here. But, you know, I mean, that's collateral damage. I mean, this guy looks like a fucking caveman to me. Classic shock joke, Eric Zane, jealous of what other people have. I'm not jealous of you, Ryan. You have to attack them. No, I'm attacking them because you attacked me first. That's one of the things I love about Facebook. You know, here I am just doing my thing, promoting one of my shows with Ben Glaze, and this fat fuck comes in here and insults me and then gets butthurt because I insult him back. He is Hamas. I am Israel. All right? And then it's like, oh, I can't believe it. It's me. Oh, holy shit. Your tens of listeners have seen your wife. So what? Enjoy your new show. Hopefully you last longer than your last couple of shows. And I wrote, sure thing, cutie pie, with yet another picture of him. Michael wrote, imagine 8 years ago that show not sucking. Patrick says, Ryan, imagine being fired from a show and 8 years later you're still the only entertaining factor on that show. Chris wrote, imagine. Ben says, imagine coming up with an original comment. JT says, imagine worrying about someone from a show 8 years ago, what they say about said show. I love it. I live for that. Every time I promote Who Are These Freebeers on my Facebook page, there is someone that gets butthurt about that. Ryan says, I've said it to these trolls before, but there's no one better suited to commentate on that show than an expert such as yourself. The best sports commentators are ex-players. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only do I have extensive experience in morning radio, I have extensive experience in them. Who gives a fuck? And there's absolutely a market for it. I've seen the numbers. I know who pays attention to Who Are These Freebeers. Thank you to all of you. You wouldn't believe it. If I put up a free sample available on the free platform, the amount of interest that just those free sample clips, those are the ones where I'm trying to get them to go to Patreon to sign up for 7 days free and listen to that whole show. Because more often than not, when people sign up for the free one, they stay members on Patreon. And it's remarkable. The hit percentage that I get on those, it's just fantastic. All right. For those folks watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much. But be part of the 40 to 50 people on Twitch who enjoy the show live in its truest form. Right here, you have to download the Twitch app. Just go to the App Store and search Twitch, download it, and then search Eric Zane Live, all one word. There I am. Enjoy the show. Give yourself a username. You can hang out in the background. You can make comments. Sometimes if you say something, you might get smacked on the nose by your old pal EZ. It's all part of it. Tyler says, people just can't get over the whole, hey, you were fired thing. Oh, yeah, I know. That's you know, like, oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got fired. You got fired more than once. Yeah, it didn't work out. I mean, my God. After Free Beer and Hot Wings, I ventured out on my own on a radio station. Didn't work. So I got to do something. That's why I'm here. Seems to be working out okay. A lot of work. But at the end of the day, there's a lot happening for your old pal EZ. By the way, I want to thank iHeartMedia because I reached out to them upon taking this job on Q100. I said, so look, Tim Fagan is his name. He's the boss. I go, Tim, so I'm taking this gig. And I wanted to know if I could still be on Big 101.3 and fill in on iHeart when you guys need it. Q100 is not in competition. There's no iHeart stations anywhere around. Would that be a conflict of interest? Do you mind? He goes, I do not mind. You're more than welcome to keep your job here with iHeart Grand Rapids. And I go, well, that's fine. Just great. I love that. Thank you so much. So that continues. I will still be on Big 101.3 on the weekends right here in West Michigan. All right. For the folks on Facebook, X, and YouTube, where are you? Okay, you're right there. I'm going to kick you out. Thank you so much for being here. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. The open and live stream of the show brought to you by Shoreliner Striping. Online at shorelinerstriping.com. They sponsor the email. Love them. Tag Accounting is who you want to call for your taxes. We are just over 1 month away. If you're starting to get a little bit of a feeling of anxiety for tax season, I mean, I know. I get it. I know what that's like. But I think that is made a lot worse if you are doing your own return or counting on some stranger from some company to do it for you or using the damn TurboTax, which is just, God, seriously. Nick and the arena use that. I think last tax season, and it was an absolute disaster for him. All you need to do, no matter where you are in the U.S., because you don't have to be with him when he does your taxes, is upload all of your documents via the online portal to Tag Accounting. You are told when your tax day is. Oh, it's coming up on March 25th at 2 p.m. Troy will be doing your taxes. Keep your phone near you. He does your return, and that's it. Money shows up in your bank account that you're getting back. Not everybody gets money back, like your old pal EZ, who took a couple big draws off of his retirement to pay for education. And that ultimately bumped me up a tax bracket, maybe two. Yeah, I'm in for 20 large. TagCPA.net. is their web address. Call 616-301-9516. Grand Rapids Gold, play basketball this weekend. Saturday, we got a noon start, a noon tip-off. GrandRapidsGold.com. 4 games remaining. Come check out G League Basketball. The Gold are the developmental squad to the Denver Nuggets, the world champions in the NBA. And you will love the games at the Grand Rapids Gold. We have a wonderful time that we do. A lot of things with the crowd. One of my favorite things is the selfie cam. There's a code on the big board, and you just scan it and then hit a button, and your phone turns into the camera on the big board. And so we just go around the arena, everybody holding up their cameras. It is so much fun. It's a great part of the spectacle that is Grand Rapids Gold basketball. Tickets on sale, grandrapidsgold.com. Get in for just $14. Van Dyke Mortgage, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. So awesome. 231-332-6505. If it's time for you to start your house hunting, do it with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Call today. Anywhere in the U.S., this is one of a handful of my sponsors that you can take advantage of their services no matter where you are in the U.S. You got Tag Accounting doing that. You got Van Dyke Mortgage, Frank Fuss. 231-332-6505. Call today. Rick from TC Paintball is inviting you to join us on April 28th for Paintball War number 24. The April Aggression is what we're calling it. We're going to get the Mexicans together, the Hondurans, the white people. It'll be another border war for the April Aggression. Okay? I am hoping that that kid that farted during the group picture is not there, or at least takes a shit before he shows up, because that actually made everybody want to vomit so bad. Thank you, TC Paintball. If in the meantime, book an event at TC Paintball. Just go to tcpaintballgr.com. And finally, Frank Fuss, another great sponsor that you can take advantage of no matter where you are in the listening audience when it comes to listening or viewing. When it comes to your insurance needs, Frank can help you every step of the way, including Obamacare. Don't try to navigate Obamacare on your own, for God's sake. That is a disaster waiting to happen. Frank will help you, and zero cost to you. He makes money by being the conduit between you and the insurance policies. The insurance companies pay him. That's how it works. All right. We'll be back. I got Dear Meathead coming up in just a few short minutes, but I have to go tinkle. You stay right there, and I will. Wow, that was loud. Sorry about that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Well, I'm back. You're not back. You were there the whole time. Coming up on the Patreon, we need to unpack this whole TikTok getting banned thing. Before I do that, let me move my Irvine sign, because the way I sit now, my head blocks it. And this is not fair to Megan. So hang on. Now my head is positioned perfectly between the two signs. I foresee a bigger Irvine sign headed your way in the near future. I agree with that. It's too far behind me. It needs to be about the size of the Q100 sign. Megan says, yes, just my face. I would do that. If you had that lovely face with the Irvine's logo on it, like a what are those things called? Fat heads. You could be right next to Daisy there on the wall, like right here. Just your face. Let's do it. The one that's on the billboard. If you make that happen, you can count on it, and you can make it as big as the wall. Can you imagine how great it would be if your lovely face was right there as big as the wall? I'm not even kidding. You get that done and get that to me, and that's going there. Kenny says, get the Irvine's logo tattooed across your forehead on the sign. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I think you were on the right track, both of you. But I think that that's where it might fall apart in that regard. On Patreon, we have to talk about what is actually likely going to be the end of TikTok in the United States. There's just some things that I wish I could get more information about, more specific information about. But we will unpack that. Also, I keep waiting for there to be something on this whole Kate Middleton story that's actually something wrong. What the fuck is the big deal? What the fuck is the big deal? And Corey is now talking about a key point of the TikTok story. How about you not reveal that so I can do my job? I didn't say, Corey, fill in the blanks on my TikTok story. I was teasing the TikTok story for the Patreon, and you are filling in the goddamn blanks. So, unfortunately, you are done for a good solid 10 minutes. I'm not asking you to go ahead and reveal the point in the story. What I did was a tease, and you're actually giving the details of the goddamn story.
Hi, everybody. This is Corey, and I'm an annoying fuck. I'm going to go ahead and give details of the story while I play these video games. Thanks for being on my Twitch stream.
You fucking idiot. Shut up. You were doing this yesterday, too. You are clearly one of the four horsemen of annoying. And right now, I don't have a bad feeling about anybody else. It's just you. Shut up. Let me bring in my dad here for another round of Dear Meathead. I can't wait to get his reaction to all those. Oh my God. Joanne just sent me something about the cards that you guys are sending. Oh, this is going to be great. So the word is already getting around to them. She texted me just as I was picking up the phone to call her.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Happy Thursday or Wednesday. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Wednesday and Thursday, and how are you doing? The same to you.
doing fantastic. We're just doing the show here, and we've got a lot to talk about, Dad. Have you been receiving anything in the mail?
Yes.
the audience. I think they caught wind that somebody's a birthday boy coming very soon.
Yeah,
we got
a card all the way from South Carolina
from a Patrick
and a
Matthew,
Michael.
Okay. Yep.
And people are something else. Also.
Yeah, that's.
Your friends from Grand Rapids. Let me see what their last name is.
That's the Rook family.
Rouge family.
Yes, Sarah. Rook Ruck Roosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
These people are awesome.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They wanted to it's a pretty big birthday. 90 years is a big one, Dad.
Holy cow.
So they
Some
something strange. I don't feel 90.
Oh, I know you don't. You don't strike me as 90. You are very young at heart, Dad.
Wow.
But that's a pretty great number.
I got to get out there and shovel the yard and street and clean everything up.
Well, hey, good news. Dandelion season is right around the corner, so I know there's...
Oh, I'll be busy with that.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a pretty good harvest this year for you in the dandelion field. So there's...
That's awesome.
I know you're excited about that. Now, Dad, the word on the street is that there is a large birthday party planned for you.
What is he doing?
Well, you know, I mean, you've
holy cow!
Yeah, it's a time to get together and celebrate. I think if anybody has a 90th birthday,
I am honored. I'll tell you, just can't believe that all this is happening.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of names from the past who you might encounter at your big 90th birthday party. I think that Mike's house is going to be packed to the gills, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I think even our pal Tom Alexander is going to drive by and say hello.
Oh, well, Alexander is something special, really.
You remember Tom, don't you?
Pardon?
You remember Tom Alexander, right?
Of course.
Okay, good. Now, I'm bringing, of course, Diana and I are coming, and my daughter, Jackie. You remember your granddaughter, Jackie. You were at her wedding.
Oh, my
God. And her husband, Justin, they're coming. And my daughter, your granddaughter, Madison, is coming, too.
Hi, Madison.
So that's going to be, it's going to be a big party, Dad. It's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday.
That brings back a lot of memories, I'll tell you.
And you're, of course, born on St. Patrick's Day. So it's very special because you're born on St. Patrick's Day and your sister, 7 years younger, is also born on that same day.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes.
That is fantastic. So a lot of people are excited about it. And are you planning on? I'm wondering about you with all those faces hanging around you. If you're going to be like overwhelmed with that, or what are you going to do? Just kind of sit around and take it all in?
I'm overwhelmed right this minute that I speak to you.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful, Dad. I have an audience member named Stephanie. Who says that she wants to know what your earliest memory is. Like, we're going way back to when you were a little fella. Can you tell us your earliest memory?
I don't really know what to say.
Well, think back to when you were a kid. I mean, we've heard a lot of great moments from when you were a child. Can you... tap into your brain there, something from when you grew up in Iran.
I stole a piece of bread.
Of course it was a crime. Of course it was a crime.
I actually stole a piece of bread.
Now, back then, it wasn't like a shopping mall or a grocery store. It was just a person.
Oh, that was from my own house.
You stole it from your house? I didn't. How do you steal it from your house?
Yeah. Well, hey, this food was at a commodity, you know. Okay.
So if Grandma found out that you stole the bread, that would be a problem. That's remarkable. I cannot imagine. You know, nobody listening has had to live a life where a piece of bread was valued in such a way that it would be considered theft if you stole it.
Well, I mean, it was stolen in the sense that my mom says, hey, you don't touch any of this.
Okay. So young boy.
Now it paves the road for stealing.
Oh, she's like, I don't want you to steal the bread because I might be building a criminal at that point.
Oh, my God.
Dad, tell me if you remember this. One of my earliest memories with you, it isn't one of my earliest memories, but it's definitely a memory. There was a moment when you and I, you were doing somebody's roof. It might have been one of your coworkers, and I helped you. And so we had done a tear off. You know how you rip the old roof off?
Yeah.
And so we
ripped. I remember something to that effect, but I don't exactly recall how it went.
Well, I do. The key point is coming up in this story. You and I had removed all the shingles, and then we cleaned up all around the house and put the shingles in like a trailer, okay? And then we finished the job that we were going to do for the day, and then we drove away with the old roof on the trailer. We're going to, and we have to get rid of it. You have to dispose of it. Now, common sense would tell you, you go to like the city dump, but we didn't. You went to Farmer Jack, the grocery store, and we were behind Farmer Jack, and you opened up the back of the trailer and then stomped on the gas, and all the shit flew out of the back of the trailer into the on the ground at Farmer Jack behind it. Do you recall this happening?
Oh, wow. You got memory of an ox.
Well, I remember thinking to myself, you know, I know this is wrong, and we're probably not going to get caught, but at the same time, well, we got to get rid of this shit, so that's what we did. We ended up just dumping it all behind Farmer Jack.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Maybe not the proudest moment, but still, that happened. I remember that one.
Proud, I got rid of some crap.
Yeah, yay! It's all gone. It's out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
All right. Are we having any birthday cake? I mean, are we able to have any? Maybe just a little bit of it for your birthday. I know diabetes probably is prohibitive of that, but still.
I just don't have any plans, you know.
90 years old. I think you'll be okay if you have a little piece of cake.
Okay.
Just don't have it in front of Jimmy. He'll have a heart attack.
Nah. My heart is stronger than an ox.
All right. His is, your is, whatever. Okay. Well, Dad, as always, you guys are fantastic. Cannot wait to see you in just a couple of days, and it will be awesome.
All right. I welcome that, and I just love you to pieces.
Okay, well, Dad.
That's going to be a bad scene.
What's that?
I said, I love you to pieces, and that's a pretty bad scene.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. It's just a figure of speech. No big deal. Hey, I forgot to tell you. I got a radio job. I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you?
No.
Okay. So this is a crazy story. There's a radio station up in Grayling, of all places. And I had made friends with these people a few years back. And long story short, they asked me if I wanted to be on the air there in the morning. And I said, well, how am I going to do that? It's far away. And they said, well, you can just do it from your studio in Grand Rapids. So I'm going to do a morning radio show. And then when that's done, I'll do my podcast.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's in Grayling, so there you go. Pretty right where we camp.
When is this going to take place?
Well, your birthday is on the 17th, I'm going to start on the 18th.
I am honored.
Oh, hey, maybe we can have you on the radio there, too, just like old times.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we can call you up and put you on. It'll be Dear Meathead Grayling Edition. We can tell them about how you named Budweiser Hill, how you used to make the guys in the National Guard pull stumps out with their tanks.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you about all this stuff.
All right, I'll share it with you more when I see you on Sunday.
I'm really speechless.
Yeah, it's got to be fantastic. I'm very excited. I'll give you more details when I see you. All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye.
See you. Bye. I think they were floored by the greeting cards that he was getting, the birthday cards. He didn't know what to think. He also doesn't know what to think about the radio station. True story. When I was very, very young, like a baby, on that piece of property that we have now, all of a sudden there's a rumbling coming through this old logging trail, and it's tanks, actual tanks. And it's these members of the military, and they're lost. They like made a wrong turn, and suddenly they're on the property. And so my dad's, they stop, and the thing flips out of the top, and there's a tank commander, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going? I think we made a wrong turn." And they're really apologetic about it, because that's a big problem if you do what they do, what is happening. I don't know why it would be a big problem. You just say, "Well, whatever, you know, no big deal. It's kind of cool. There's a tank driving through my property." And they were so apologetic. They said, "Is there anything we can do for you?" And he said, "Yeah, actually. Can you pull out these stumps?" And sure as shit, he chains up the goddamn stump and attaches the chain to the back of a tank. And these guys are yanking out. The U.S. Army, the National Guard, is using their tanks to do landscaping for my dad. And so a little bit more of a conversation. And then he says, "Why don't you guys sit around the fire with us and have some beers?" And so, yeah, what the fuck? And they absolutely did that. And that was a great story for him. And he's, you know, he was only like a, he was like a 32 year old, 33 year old man when that happened. It sounded like I had a stroke there for a second. But it's just fantastic. Whipping Mom, who's new, I see you just signed up on Twitch. I appreciate that. Says, "I love how your dad says he loves you to pieces." Well, I do too. I'll tell you what, I'm just excited. Thank you to everybody for sending him a card. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with him. I think we'll do a Facebook Live with my dad, which is kind of a tradition, on Flying Laptop Day / St. Patrick's Day / my dad's birthday and my aunt's birthday. So that's something to look forward to. All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. I think there's a possibility that I could like Robert F. Kennedy. He falls short, in my opinion, in some realms. His approach on the pandemic to me was a little bit much. It kind of made me hate him. And I just can't get past the way he fucking talks. But now there's a discussion about, since he's going to be on the ballot as an independent and he won't win, which is kind of annoying, that in our country you can only be either a Democrat or a Republican. That boggles my mind. I don't understand how that is. If you're a candidate that actually has a good shit to do, good shit to talk about, a fantastic platform and what you're running on, why not? It was such a interesting angle when Jesse the Body Ventura won the governor's job in Minnesota, if you recall. Nobody saw that coming. And he did it literally by like banging on doors. Speaking of Jesse, Jesse is on the short list of Robert F. Kennedy to be the next running mate, the vice president. But that takes a back seat to the idea that apparently Aaron Rodgers, the asshole quarterback for the New York Jets, is also on Robert F. Kennedy's short list to be his running mate on an independent presidential ticket in November, according to the New York Times. Please let that happen. Please. I would love it if Jesse Ventura was on there, because he's interesting to me. He's kind of whacked out, but I find him very interesting. I'm not saying I'd vote for these people, by the way. I wouldn't. I'm not going to vote for some loser who's not going to, has no chance of winning. I'll either vote for asshole number one or asshole number two. Yes, I would rather vote for those two losers than the one that is guaranteed to actually lose. Well, that's the problem, EZ. No, it's not. That's just the way it is. It's not my fault. So no, I'm not wasting my vote on some jackass who has no chance of winning. I didn't make the rules. Rogers, who is 40. God, I hope he has another disaster year. I hope he doesn't have to get hurt. I don't want him to get hurt. I just want him to be shit. Okay? I want Aaron Rodgers to be fucking terrible this year. Four-time NFL MVP and former Super Bowl champ is an ardent Kennedy supporter, mentioning him in interviews. The newsworthiness of this is incredible. Not so far-fetched, by the way, when you think about it. We need look no further than the example of Jesse Ventura. And of course, the ultimate example is Trump. Trump doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He just gets in there and has fun. The U.S. presidency is essentially a joke these days. Criminal activity, Biden, Trump, act like an asshole, completely insane. These are all features of the last two presidents. That's where we are. So why not? Now, look, if by chance Kennedy and whoever his vice president is, either Jesse Ventura or Aaron Rodgers, actually do win the presidency, I think that then we live in a world where that is the end of Republican and Democrat. Okay. Will that happen? No, of course not. I'd like it to. I mean, if I had to choose between Trump, Biden, or anti-vax Kennedy, I would choose Kennedy. I mean, I would want Kennedy. I'm not going to vote for Kennedy, but that's who I would want. Easy, it doesn't make sense. No, it absolutely makes sense. Again, Kennedy has no shot to win. Rebecca says, let's just pick Bozo the Clown for a running mate. Tyler says, all credibility has been lost now that asshole, spelled A-A-S-H-O-L-E, is now being considered. Aram says, Jesse Ventura is great. Zane offended him back in the day. Wolverine Bronco says a vote for RFK is a vote for the Orange Fuhrer. Yeah, the Jesse Ventura thing. Jesse believes that the government killed RFK Jr.'s uncle, JFK. And I said, no, he didn't. And that blew up in my face. Oh, my God. It was embarrassing. He kicked my ass. It was a good conversation, though. I liked talking to Jesse Ventura. You know who didn't like talking to him was Jim Norton. This is a great clip. Before I get to that, Chris writes, oh, really? Because that's what Jesse said when he said he was talking about how there's no way Oswald could have had that type of accuracy. And it went, Jesse went, I recreated it. I tried it in the same amount of time and my accuracy was way down, Zane. I go, well, yeah, well, maybe he was a better shot than you. His response, oh, really? I qualified expert 3 times. That's the best. Oswald was marksman. That's the worst. Jesse Ventura on Opie and Anthony. Jim Norton and Jesse were in a discussion about whether or not we should be at war with other countries. Jimmy's saying we should mind our own business. Jesse has a different opinion. I'm giving you as little background as I can so we can get to the clip. The point is, they start arguing. And then this gets out of hand. Look at how pissed off Jesse gets in this.
Governor.
You always just sulk and walk away. Why?
No,
you put
no,
words in my
hey,
mouth.
Hey, there's a fucking guy here telling me I got a schedule, asshole.
You're using dirty language, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Bye, tough guy.
Bye, tough guy.
And thanks for your service to our country.
You're welcome. Thanks for touching me with your fucking stupid riff-raff from fucking Rocky Horror hairdo. You're bigger than me and stronger than me, so...
Your riff-raff Rocky horror. He couldn't even spit it out. I can't spit it out.
Bye, tough guy.
Bye, tough guy.
And thanks for your service to our country.
You're welcome. Thanks for touching me with your fucking stupid riff-raff from fucking Rocky Horror hairdo. You're bigger than me and stronger than me, so what? I don't give a shit. You want to beat me up? Go ahead. I'm not going to fight a guy like you. That means nothing to me.
I know.
Oh. I argued with you. You put words in my mouth, and you didn't like when I did it to you. You put words in my mouth saying, I didn't believe in the Constitution, and that's bullshit. It's not true. I don't agree with abusing it.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. You're a bigger patriot than me. Godspeed.
Oh.
Fuck out of here.
Okay, this guy here, this is E-Rock. He's taking all this in.
Wow.
Get the camera outside.
E-Rock says, get that camera outside.
That ended on a fucking baby. I know. This is shit. Big fucking guy. He doesn't like the little guy yelling.
Jesse is a giant, by the way. Your riff-raff Rocky Horror haircut. I have to, we have to bring E-Rock in here because he was witness to all that shit. And I need to know, I need more on that. I've never really, not really broken it down with him on the show, but I'm hoping he picks up. God, what a moment that was. Well, he's not going to pick up. Aram says Norton didn't do so well in that trash talk argument.
Your call has been...
Stevie says Riff Raff looks better than he does. Yeah, I don't know. I think Jimmy got flustered at the... I mean, he was talking about... I mean, he tripped over his words. No big deal. I don't think it was that. I think it was kind of a draw, but I just love that it went to that level. I mean, it was great. I actually, on the moment that we interviewed Jesse, when he said, "Oh, really?" This was probably 6 months after that incident happened, and I said, "So, can we talk about that?" And he goes, "What do you want to talk about?" And I go, "Well, I think you should patch it up. I think you guys should kiss and make up." He goes, "I'm not kissing and making up anybody. Fuck him." And then I actually took the clip and sent it over to E-Rock. And he goes, "Yeah, we'd have him back anytime." So there you go. That hair is something. Thank you for your service. Norton repeated what Jesse said in the beginning. That's not good. I don't know. I'd have to go over it with a fine-tooth comb and pick it apart. But damn it. That's who RFK Jr. is. He's on a short list. That's why we need that to happen. I mean, it's already incredible enough when you have Trump and Biden. because if Biden wins the presidency, the aftermath is going to be worth the price of admission alone. All right? And if Trump wins, there is even more of a circus that we get to watch. And I really hope that, well, I mean, with both of those things, I mean, if the country is going to get even more fucked up depending on who wins or regardless of who wins, at the same time, I am going to be entertained. And I know that there are people listening to me saying, oh, you know, hey, if Trump wins, the country is doomed and we're all going to die. And you know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's going to be extremes one way or the other. I just don't. I don't care how many of you tell me otherwise will happen. I don't believe that. Okay? So at the end of the day, I am going to lean in to the entertainment level of this. We have to. It's the only way we can cope. And if you add into the mix RFK Jr., along with Aaron Rodgers and or Jesse Ventura? Oh, yes, please sign me up. Ventura would be the first guy in office with an opposing presence and the ability to kick someone's ass. I always liked him. I always liked Jesse. I read his book, I Ain't Got Time to Bleed. I was all about how he actually won his campaign in Minnesota. I love his temperament and his attitude. I've always been a fan of Jesse. So I'm excited. I am excited. I'm hoping it's Ventura. In a perfect world, RFK wins and then immediately croaks and Jesse the Body Ventura is the president of the United States. Kenny says, it's sad, though, that all we can hope for is entertainment to some degree rather than an actual good president. Of course. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, let's get past that. That's a foregone conclusion. Wolverine Bronco says, easy. He fomented an insurrection and he blacked Ukraine for made up dirt on Biden. What? Now, Wolverine Broncos knew, I think, so gets a pass, but you got to write in English so that I can actually, you know, figure out what the fuck you're saying there. You really fucked that one up. So I don't know. I can't really park on what you said when it's written in another language. Ryan says, I'll get to that later. I got a little bit of time, actually, before I have a short amount of time because, like I said, I have to end this show early today. And Darla is freaking out. You know, I'm just going to end it. I can't do it because if she starts freaking out, it's going to wreck everything. Sorry about this. I do want to say before we give the asshole the day that A&E Heating and Cooling wants you to reach out about scheduling your AC tune-up. 616-516-8579. That is 616-516-8579. Schedule now. $79. Don't you dare turn on that AC without getting that thing tuned up. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV at 616-532-6600. Right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their website, Irvines.com. That's ERVines.com. The car maintaining repair facility of choice right here in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. ERVines.com. Love them so much. Green Medicine Shop. Get your medical cannabis from Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Their website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. King's Room Barbershop. They just signed up for another quarter of marketing. Online at kingsroom.net. Three locations. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. Haircuts, just $19. If you're a dude, you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, or if you're a chick who likes short hair. Michigan and Michigan State fans can get Michigan and Michigan State products now on my Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. I just heard from Kevin over at Vouch, and he said, easy, we've got him up there. Michigan, Michigan State. He says, are you a fan of Michigan or Michigan State? And I said, neither. But you can get Michigan, Michigan State products on my Vouch store. I mean, seriously, if you're a Michigan or a Michigan State fan, who wouldn't want Michigan State Spartans checkers? Look at that. Oh, my God, you're such a fan. Or Wolverine checkers, complete with Connor Stallions picks. That doesn't make sense. How about your Michigan Wolverines playing cards for just $6.99? Hey, who wouldn't want their baby with a Michigan State Spartan pacifier? A two-pack is just $12.99. You can get all sorts of different products there. All you have to do is click on them, all on my Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. Megan says, add some Duke basketball stuff for me. How again did you become a Duke fan? Oh, my God. And last but not least, thank you to Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. In Rockford, Michigan, drop by and see the folks at Impact Power Sports, great sponsors of this show. If you're interested in side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, Yamaha golf carts, they have it all at ImpactPowerSports.com. Your asshole of the day today. Boy, I don't know. Talked about a lot, but it wasn't a lot of aggression. It wasn't a lot of stupidity. There was that one lady who dogged me on Facebook. But so with that in mind, we'll just have to make it KMK. When in doubt, make it someone related to Ottawa Impact. Corey, he got banned. All right, let me add Corey to that. Yeah, shut up, Corey, you fucking nerd. Corey, also an asshole of the day. Well earned. He could get one every day, honestly. Holy shit. That is it for me. Talk to you on Patreon in just a few short minutes. Thank you. Till next time.